Sorry, I wasn't sure if anybody was there or not.
Hi.
I'm Jens. I'm a route manager with Point Pest Control. We do work down here for several of your neighbors. We're their bug guys.
Okay.
I just was popping down, though, because we had been getting quite a few wasps in here this year on our route.
Okay.
I saw I get a lot of ticks and those spiders and stuff, but we had set up a pretty good-sized group in here a couple of years ago, and if you guys wanted it done while we're up here, I'd do it for about half of my regular rate.
What is your rate?
This is our regular rate here. Most of our clients up here are over 4,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
It's 215, but with the group, we just waive that, and we do it for 105. But then I include our wasp treatment, where as well as our web away, where basically I get up with a big extendable brush and I remove all the webs and any of the nests, and I treat like every inch of all your eaves, both upper and lower, all the way around.
Okay.
Some people that get them in like fences, I'll treat that for the wasps. Or then I also do a little bit of the tick work, where I'll granulate out underneath the shrubs and into the yardaways to prevent them from coming up around the house.
Okay.
It's inside and outside, though, for like spiders, ants, mice, and we just see it for that 105.
Okay. Well, I really... Yeah, we have those big fat bees.
Oh, yeah, I saw some of the cicada killer holes.
Yeah,
and actually, I do treat for those. I noticed them when I was walking up here. But usually what I'll do for these guys is I'll inject some stuff down into their hole. But then the spray I use, it's specially designed so it won't wash away once it dries and adheres on that surface. And it'll actually prevent them so they don't just come right back. So, and I'll have them spray like up around the edges here. But then the granular product, it works similarly out like in grass and around, you know, the mulch and stuff. So that, you know, they can actually smell this stuff and they'll kind of just stay away from it because they know it'll kill them.
Okay.
So.
Can you just do that kind of service without doing everything else, or?
Yeah, is that, where are you getting them in the backyard too, or?
We get them in the front, around the bed.
Yeah, let me take a look. Yeah,
they're all over here.
Well, you do have a bunch of their piles, it looks like. They've really been digging up a lot.
Along here and then back.
Wow.
Along our walkway out.
Yeah, you guys get them more than I think a lot of people that I see up here.
I've never seen them this bad. This year has been the worst.
Okay. Yep. This is quite a few of them, and I can see more of their holes further down here, kind of all along.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like, yeah. Oh, yeah, I see them floating around there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, normally they're not this extensive, but I would just have them come in and we'll inject the product down inside their holes, and then I'll go back through and either spray or granulate all the way through all this area.
Okay.
Are you getting them in the back too, or is it primarily?
Yeah,
okay.
We get them in the back. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll go ahead and just do it for the 105 since we're up here. So.
Okay. Can I call my husband to see if it's
sure.
He wants to
sure.
do that?
Yeah, and I just do like a seasonal treatment.
Uh-huh.
It's not like a one-time service, but
okay.
I don't come out every month. I know some of the companies that treat up here, they'll come out like in the spring, summer, and fall every month. But
okay.
Where these houses aren't like really old, I
right.
just come out once per season or once per quarter.
Okay.
But then if you see like any of these critters coming back on months that we're not scheduled to come out,
uh-huh.
just call me because I'll come back for free.
Okay.
Part of the reason I do like a couple seasonal treatments, if it's a new client, the products aren't really designed to actually kill the larva and the eggs. And
okay.
down inside these holes and in a few other places, they'll leave larva
right.
as they're tunneling through and, you know, looking for those cicadas underground.
Mm.
And so, you know, I'll wipe out a lot of the active critters pretty quick, but you will get these larvae that hatch later. And
okay.
so, you know, this seasonal treatment allows me to keep it consistent for long enough so that as they continue to hatch, they'll quickly come in contact with our stuff.
Okay.
And we'll kind of get your whole property back to square one,
okay.
Both like all these beds as well, like out in the yard and up on the house and stuff like that.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Are you just here today, or?
Oh, he's working on some of them today. The spots I was trying to fill were for tomorrow.
Okay.
So,
okay.
If you want, I could just like reserve one and write it up, and then, you know, you guys could review it, or I could swing back over later this evening when your husband gets home.
Could you do that?
Yeah.
That would be great, because he usually handles all this stuff.
Sure, no problem.
Do you have a card?
Yeah, you bet.
Where are you out of?
Bridgeport.
Bridgeport, okay.
Yeah, it's up by King of Prussia.
Yeah.
So, if you want, I could just write it up, and then I'll just swing back over this evening once he gets home and kind of go over it and answer any questions he might have. So.
Well, you know, I don't want to commit to anything until he.
Yeah, that's fine.
Gives the okay. So.
But. What time do you think he'll be back?
I know he won't be back until around 7 tonight.
Okay. That's fine. I was going to be out here till like 8:30 or 9 anyway. So.
All right, good.
What's your name?
It's Michelle.
Okay. And what's your husband?
John.
Okay. Around 7. Is like 8:30 too late, or is that a?
No, that shouldn't be too late. 8:30 is fine.
What's your last name?
It's Reardon.
Reardon?
R-E-A-R-D-O-N.
Okay. Yeah, and I don't know if you guys get mice, too. Some of my clients further down have had them in the past. But
yeah, I mean, really, the only thing we really have had are these. And then we do get, sometimes we get the yellow jackets and the...
And the fence and stuff?
Yeah.
About, okay.
But they're not as bad. We don't. Yeah, unless you're really kind of... You know, shaking on the fence or something, they don't really bother you.
Is it you have that metal fence. Probably love those main posts,
they
huh?
Do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see that a lot where they go in kind of the side rails
but
on
these
those.
Things, they've never been out here. They were out back last year, and I only had like 2 or 3 holes.
Right.
And then this year, it's like, I don't know if they like hatched all
That's
underground.
That's an
last
unusual
year.
Number that you're getting. I mean, that is a lot of holes.
Where do you think it comes from?
Well, cicadas are bugs that kind of live under the ground most of the time, and then they come out on these, like, long time intervals. But these guys will go underneath, and if you have a bunch of cicadas under there, they like to eat them and hunt them. But, I mean, this is a lot of activity.
I mean
that's just...
It's like, all around, they come down. They're in here.
Okay. Yep.
You know, all the way. I mean, it's like everywhere.
Yeah. It is pretty unusual for you guys to be getting so many. I mean, sometimes I'll see a few, but this is a lot.
Yeah.
So the products definitely can knock them out, though. Okay. And, you know, we do a guarantee on these guys, so.
Okay.
Sometimes,
how long
too.
I'm going to walk through this.
Oh, I know.
How long does it take to get rid of them? I mean, like, if you spray them, do they go away instantly, or?
You'll see a huge reduction in the active critters pretty fast, although I wouldn't say it's going to kill 100% of them on the first day.
Okay.
You'll see the numbers drop real quick, but you know, after about like 10 days, like if you're still seeing them, I would want you to call me because we'd come back out and do some additional work for your charge.
Do they sting?
They're not quite as aggressive as you know, maybe like hornets or something, but I've had people tell me that they've been stung by them before, so they will sting.
Yeah. Because, you know, they haven't bothered us, stung us. And once in a while, I'll feel like something's coming by my head.
Oh,
I'm afraid, you know, it's going to
yeah,
my head.
They're pretty good size, so, like, you wouldn't want to get stung, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But they, I wouldn't say they're, like, quite as aggressive as, like, bald-faced hornets.
Okay.
But, I mean, you do have more than just a few of them, that's for sure. I mean, there's, like, probably at least 30... 40 holes just along this one bed, and if they're around back too, it sounds like there's quite a few more. So
yeah, I mean, I don't have them on the side of the property; they're just here and right, like when we walk out our back door.
Okay.
They're over here. Are they? Oh, and there's some over there now.
Yeah, and I'll get them in the grass too. Like a lot of people will see them like out in the middle of the yard.
That's
even.
That's where we saw them last year.
Okay.
And the year before, and it just seems like with the heat this year, they came out like in droves.
Right. Yeah, it's been a weird year for a lot of bugs, I've noticed, so.
And I went to Home Depot, you know, asking what I could, you know, kill them with, and they said that, you know, they didn't have anything you could kill them with, really.
Right. The problem is that, like, a lot of the over-the-counter products, they tend to wash away a lot easier, like, if you get a good rain, like last night. And so, we use, like, a special micro-encapsulated product that once it dries on there, it adheres, and it also protects the active ingredient from, like, UV from your sunlight. Which would break down a lot of the over-counter stuff pretty quick. So, but yeah, I'll just swing back this evening, and then we'll just go from there. So,
appreciate
it.
That sounds great. I appreciate it. Thank you.